Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 25th day of February 2024. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, the title of my message tonight is, Do You See What I See? Do You Hear What I Hear? And Do You Know What I Know? And we're going to start tonight in Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Well, here, wisdom, folks, is frequently personified in the Proverbs as a wise and virtuous kinswoman, in contrast to the foolish and ungodly strange women, or foreign women, which is usually referring to whorish women. Now, here, when we read, Turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. Now, here again, wisdom is clearly speaking of God himself. It's clearly speaking of God himself. Now, again, initially it's referred to as a wise kinswoman or mother in Israel. Just like today, we refer to, men often refer to as their cars, as with female names. Yachts, often boats, speedboats, often referred to with female names. And this is kind of on that order, but here, again, wisdom was, again, as we see it referred to throughout the scripture, as a very wise and virtuous kinwoman or mother. And now here we see, Turn you to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Now here, this clearly shows that this wisdom is from God himself, from God himself. And he says, Because I have called. Now he's talking to the simple-minded. And folks, I'm going to tell you, boy, do we have simple-minded today. He says, Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. But you have set at naught all of my counsel and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Well, folks, here, several places in Scripture, you see the heavens are roaring with the laughter of God because of the foolishness of man. And in this case, he says here that I will also laugh at your calamity. That God's going to laugh at them as they stand before him in judgment because of their foolishness and their stupidity. Then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple. Now this is, he's referring to the simple-minded. The simple-minded, and boy, today there's never been more simple-minded people than there is today. Especially in our universities and our colleges. And also, I hate to say it, in politics especially. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearketh unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Now, today, the vast majority of our university students, well, they seem to major in simple-minded stupidity 101. The cancel culture has had on their list, they have put on their list of priorities to cancel one, free speech. They no longer on the college campuses allow free speech. It's got to be, well, the communist, the Karl Marx's doctrine. Two, white Christian men. They call us Christian nationalists now. But white Christian men are demonized. They're demonized. Three, the sanctity of life. They hate life. All of those that hate God love death. They hate life because they hate God. Four, the divine institution of marriage and the family. They want to stop that. And as we'll get into this again, you actually have a movement amongst the left out there to have the government not acknowledge or recognize the institution of marriage anymore. Here they, number five, the natural reality of only two genders. I mean, the simple-mindedness, and again, when I heard the AMA actually state that they're not going to put male or female on birth certificates anymore, I'm going to tell you, if I were to have a new child or grandchild, that would be on there, because they really can't prove that there's two genders. What kind of insanity is that? What kind of absolutely lunacy is that? And they wonder why people are losing trust in the medical profession at rapid rates. Here, the pronouns. They want to cancel pronouns. They want to cancel the word male or female. He or she, him or her. But why? For what reason is there for such delusion? Why is it that their number one campaign issue is the killing of the preborn babies? The answer to all of this is found in their latest quest to cancel. That's right. They love death because they hate God. They hate God even more than they hate Donald Trump. In their latest outburst of lunacy, They're calling for the canceling of the Bible. They want the Bible canceled out. Folks, Matthew 24:35 makes it very clear. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away. Well, for several thousand years, they've been trying to get rid of the Bible, but those lunatics have failed. And the Bible itself tells you that they will continue to fail. And so, here now, I want to go over to Isaiah chapter 46. And in Isaiah chapter 46, I want to read verses 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. Well, folks, he's telling you, look at what I've done in the past. Take a look around you and look at what I'm doing right now, and listen carefully to what I say about the future. Understand this about the future. I alone control the future. The future is what I decide it to be. Now, God has, today we hear them out there, Klaus Schwab and these fools, absolute fools. And that's what God's Word, the Bible says, when they're saying there is no God. Well, folks, and they're talking about AI as God now. God has allowed AI, at this time, artificial intelligence, to serve his purpose. It's going to serve his purpose. Listen to me. When God is finished with it, it'll end. It will be no more. There is a time coming where there will be no more artificial intelligence, period. But there will never, ever be a time when there will be no more God. If we go to Matthew chapter 24, in Matthew chapter 24, we read verses 32 through 35. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When the branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Well, folks, that we saw the parable of the fig tree. We saw that take place in 1948 in Israel, in April of 1948. And here, in fact, we've seen in this chapter, Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 14, we have seen some of it happened over 2,000 years ago was fulfilled, but others, much of what we saw in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, we have seen fulfilled before our very eyes. In fact, it's being unsealed today before our very eyes. Now, Israel was, well, it was nothing but a desert for 1,900 years. For 1,900 years. And, well, here after 1,900 years, her people were returned to the land. And just as the Lord said, just as the Bible said, they would be returned to the land, still in their unbelief, still in their unbelief. Now, again, my generation has seen most all of those verses fulfilled. And, of course, here, what we mentioned as we go on, So likewise you, when you shall see all of these things, know that is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Well, there goes canceling of the Bible, I would say. And then it's time to wet my whistle. This is the third time today. I preached this message. And I want to go now to 2 Peter 2. And in 2 Peter 2, verses 1 through 4, we read this. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now the apostasy, that's what the falling away, apostasy, we refer today as the apostasy, the great apostasy, and we're right in the midst of that, folks. I mean, the great apostasy is happening all around us. And so now here, the apostasy is going to be so great that society recognizes Satanism as a legitimate religion. That's happening right now. And a number of public schools in your blue states are allowing satanic clubs, satanic worship clubs on college, after school hours or on the campuses. And I'm talking about in schools, in high schools and that. Satan clubs. And here, so he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except to come the falling away. And we, again, like I said, we're in the midst of this great, great falling away. It's getting greater every day, in fact. And so I want to go now over to Luke chapter 21. This is a very strange thing. For some reason tonight, I've become very, very tired, and I get up very early in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday mornings. I'm normally up at about 2 o'clock because I have a lot to do, and that's the time where I can do it with no phones ringing. I can be in my office, just me and the Lord in there, or the Lord and me, I should say, and not be, have to take a lot of phone calls and things. And so I get up very early, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm usually in the office around 4 o'clock in the morning. And after a couple hours, I normally try to take a short nap before the morning's services start, before I start teaching. But in Luke 21, verses 25 through 28, we read this. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves rolling, men's hearts failing them for the fear, and for looking after these things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your hands, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, here, The distress and the perplexity of the world's nations seem to increase every year all over the world. Man, people are at war all over the world. People are dying. People are getting killed. But there's other. Here in America, we're being invaded. We're under an invasion by literally millions and millions of illegals, many terrorists involved in there. Obama Biden is bringing in, looking hopefully that he can get enough terrorists and those in there to, when he gives the word, and he's had them bust all over, to be able to call out for a national emergency so he could possibly halt the elections to put us all under martial law. This is their plan. The Democrats know they cannot win an election if it's a fair and honest election. By their very nature, they have to cheat. Folks, and I'm not just saying that to be, it's just true. There is no more. Years ago, the Democratic Party, we could count on and issues like in pro-life or where it come to issues like same-sex marriage and that, we could usually count on a couple Democrats crossing the aisle and voting with us on moral issues. Today, there's no way. They're in lockstep. When it comes to sin, they are in lockstep. When it comes to sin, the Democrats, you know, no matter how wicked, how sinful that sin is, they are in lockstep together. And so here we read, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That's at the end of the tribulation period that he'll be returning back. And when these things begin to pass, then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, here he's speaking to the nation of Israel, but today things are happening out there. For example, when it talks about signs in the sun, Bill Gates has been spending tons of bucks trying to block out the sun with chemtrails. You have chemtrails all across the country trying to block out the sunlight. We've noticed lately there's been a lot of tension, more tension turned toward the moon. And I noticed the other night we saw the crescent moon. We had a crescent moon. But more and more attention turned towards the moon. The Russians are talking about going to the moon and having maybe a military base there. And, of course, they're talking about visiting the stars. And here, men's hearts failing them for fear. Folks, you know, all across this world, what is happening, suicide rates are higher than they've ever been. And people are actually, you have the cyber wars that's affecting every country. And it's causing many to lose their fortune. And there's been some very, very bad effects. People have... we have felt the sting of the fentanyl here in this country here. We've had almost 100,000 young people just in a year die of fentanyl. This has made families and parents and many times siblings actually suicidal because of what has taken place. So we're seeing these things happening. And, of course, today for the Democrats, they've got Donald J. Trump derangement syndrome, the Trump derangement syndrome. Trump, every time he has a speech and every time he goes up in the polls, the Democrats are, some of them are losing it. Some of them are totally losing it, folks. Now, I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, here. Now, the reason I'm doing this is, see, these things are happening all around us. They're happening. Everything that we're reading here, what we read there and from verses 1 through 14 in Matthew 24, those things have been unfolding before our very eyes. The problem with it is the vast majority of people are the simple-minded. The vast majority, as we read about in Proverbs, that they're clueless. The answer to all of that is in the Bible if they were to read it here. But, folks, they're biblically illiterate. They know things are not right. They know that there's something very wrong. But they're clueless. And when people like myself try to explain to them what is happening, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Now here, we start in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to a seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He's talking about backsliders. Many will backslide. And these today seducing spirits, they've been manifesting themselves in the form of space aliens. Hardly a day goes by where there's not another story of somebody seeing a space alien. They're seeing them all around. They describe, they're tall, they got these huge heads, and their fingers are very long and thin. And then numerous reports of UFOs chasing our military planes around. I know that there's been a lot of pressure on Congress to open up, and there's a common belief today out there that our high officials and our high people and military advisors, not just in America but around the world, are actually taking their orders directly from these space aliens that have come here and have an underground world, underground country, if you will. They're below ground, and this is where the orders are coming from, and they're in charge of all the chaos that's in the world. That is what a lot of people believe. Other people believe that there is an actual population of reptilian people that look just like us. They look just like us, but they're reptilian. They're cold-blooded. And, folks, and again, this is something that's being believed more and more out there today. He goes on to say, and if I can get the page turned, speaking in lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Well, you know, for years and years, the Roman Catholic Church has demanded that their priests, their pastors, abstain, being abstinent, forbidding to marry, folks. Now, the Bible clearly teaches. Now here, the Apostle Paul refers to that as a doctrine of demons, to say, because the Bible clearly teaches for a man to be a pastor, or a bishop, a presbyter, that he needs to be the husband of one wife. And by the way, folks, wives are always women. Wives are always female. I don't care. I know Buttigieg out there, supposedly in his sodomite union, is supposed to be the wife, the female. But I got news for him. He's not a biological female. Now, in the Biden regime right now, you have a number of biological men that actually think that they're females. That's happening today. Now, when he says forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, there's a big, big push right now out there by the woke, by the World Economic Conference and the World Health Organization, to abstain from eating meat. They don't want any more beef. They want to do away with all cattle and chickens, folks. Now here, listen carefully to this. To abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, here you say, well, does that mean that we're supposed to eat bugs because they're trying to feed us insects? Well, we know that in the Old Testament it was clearly told us no, and there's good reason for not eating insects, folks. They carry different viruses and germs that are very incompatible with the human body, and eating bugs can make one very, very, very sick. And so he's telling you here, every creature of God is good, nothing to refuse, if it's received with thanksgiving, folks. In other words, he's telling you, if you pray and you over this food, well, you're not supposed to pray over it. You're not supposed to eat bugs. And so what I'm telling you is I wouldn't pray over it. I would abstain from praying over bowls of bugs. You weren't meant to eat bugs, folks. And so here, as we take a look at this, there's the point here is to try to legitimize and when it says forbidding to marry and commending, forbidding to marry, the point is to try to legitimize shacking up. Today, fewer and fewer people are getting married and promote what they call polyamorous relations, which the Bible calls that fornication. And again, they want to pass legislation, get a court ruling so that the government does not recognize the divine institution of marriage. So, in other words, they want to go totally, totally secular and do away with the institution of marriage. Even communist countries are still married. Some of them, they've got much more strict marriage conditions than we do. I want to now go over to Luke chapter 17. And Luke chapter 17. And it's time to wet my whistle again. And Luke 17 started with just one verse, verse 26. But there's a whole lot in this verse. And as it was, or as it is, was, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. In other words, when the Lord returns here, we're going to see what we have today. And it talks about in the days of Noah here in verse 27, where it says, They ate and drank and are married and wives and were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So he talks about here that there's going to be a physical appetites. And then in verse 28 we read where he says, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and drink, and they brought and they sold and planted and they built it. Okay, so he's talking about it's going to be secularism. And in Matthew 24:38, it refers to the days of Noah, a disregard of marriage. And here, today, uniformitarianism, as we see. And then disobedience in 1 Peter chapter 3, it refers to in those days of the disobedience. The ungodliness we saw in Jude 15. The unbelief in 2 Peter 2:5. Blasphemy again in Jude 15. Population increase in Genesis 6, 1 through 11. Now, here, the population of the American citizen, is declining. But because of so many illegal aliens, the population is on the rise. Hedonism. Boy, do we have that. Galatians 4:21 speaks of that. Technology, Genesis, and then, excuse me, violence, Genesis 6, 11 through 13, and corruption, Genesis 6, 12. And so here we see all of these things that are happening today. Now, it's an interesting thing, too, because in the days of Noah, what was taking place? Well, you had fallen angels, and we're going to get to that part too. You had fallen angels that were taking women and wives, but we'll get to that. Right now, I want to go over to Daniel chapter 12. And in Daniel chapter 12, just one verse here in this, but it's a lot in this verse. And that's verse 4. He says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Well, here, this is the time at the end of the world, we'll see. Eventually it's going to be all over the world. Men racing back and forth, and this phenomenon would help students of God's promises begin to unseal the book. So we see his return is near. Now, it is pretty significant that until the past two centuries, riding on a swift horse was about the fastest way to travel. Today, and we have moved from horses to airplanes and spaceships. And so he says again, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the end time. Time of the end, many shall turn to, well, shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Well, here the book is being unsealed. Again, this is what we've been watching daily, is being unsealed. People are running to and fro, and government and corporate America are using artificial intelligence to monitor and to really spy and try to control the people and each other, in fact. They're spying at each other. Now, there are those on the left that want to replace judges and juries. They want to replace the judicial system with artificial intelligence. Well, folks, can you imagine? Now, remember, these computers and artificial intelligence is programmed and often by very unscrupulous people. Can you imagine what some robot, artificial intelligence definition of justice could be? Today we have apps for everything. Knowledge has increased. Now you remember, and you notice it says knowledge. We're talking about information. But when it comes to truth, not so much truth, folks. Today you have YouTube, you have Zoom, you have Prime Video, you have TikTok, you have X, you have Apple TV, you have BuzzFeed, you have the mainstream media, you have AM talk radio, you have Google, you have PMSNBC, and it goes on and on and on, where that you're just being flooded with so-called information or knowledge, where you're just being overwhelmed with that. And so today we see that Israel, in the last days, it talks about the last days, Israel would blossom and it would turn from a 1900 years of a desert, it would turn into a garden that would be producing so much produce, vegetables and fruits and so on, that it would actually export them. Well, that's exactly what's happened. It's what's been happening now for about the last 75 years. It also said, the Bible also told us that here, Hebrew language would be restored. It says that in Zephaniah 3:9. Well, in 1948, Hebrew became the official language of Israel one more time. And then I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read, I'll get there just in a minute, folks. My pages are stuck together here. I will get it. Hold on for me there. Okay. I'm getting them loose. Okay. Well, I thought I had it. Okay, apparently I spilled some sticky stuff somehow on the Bible here, and the pages are stuck together. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, in most places, like what we just read previously over there in 1 Timothy 4, it refers to later times or end times. But here, this is very specific. There's two places in Scripture here, and also over in Peter, where it talks about specifically the last days, the days just prior to the rapture of the church in the start of the tribulation period. And it says, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Boy, do we see perilous times today. We got riots in the streets. We've got gangs roaming the country. Literally 50 million illegal aliens on American soil now. And here, people dying of fentanyl, killing, they're killing babies by abortion. It's just, well, It's Perilous Days. He goes on to say, for men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Boy, can you see the disobedience to parents today. Now, I was just with a man who, like a number of the folks in our church, this man was very upset. He was banned from seeing his grandchildren by his own son. Now, this man, again, because he refused to take the kill shot, he refused to take the, because he was so much smarter than his son, so much smarter than his son. Do you realize that the last count of people that have died from the kill shot is 17 million. 17 million. Now, that's global. That's global. But that was the last count. It's probably way higher than that by now, that have died, and they attribute that death directly to the kill shot. He goes down, for men should be lovers of their own selves, with disobedience to parents. Boy, are they unthankful, unholy. These college brats, these students that are out marching, unthankful, unthankful, anti-American, growing up spoiled, given everything. And Joe Obama Biden, that wicked little man, wanting to forgive their college loans, that wicked little man is only doing that to try to get their votes. But those college kids are wicked too, and they realize what he's doing. And most of them say, you know what, I don't want him back in. We can't handle that. You know, the country is going to hell. And that's what the Bible says, that all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. And that's what we see here in America. Without natural affection, boy, how much more can you be without natural affection than to have a mother's love for her unborn child? Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. There is a growing anti-Christian, anti-Jew attitude, not just in America, but around the world. The hatred for, and they're calling us Christian nationalists now, and especially they hate white Christian men. They really hate white Christian men. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins and with diverse lusts. Boy, I'm going to tell you, do we have that today? You have what they call open marriages. In fact, the last time it was 91% of the divorces, according to the program. We had those fellas on here that came in to represent husbands in divorce cases, and they were saying that 91% of the divorces today are issued by the women, are brought forth by the wives. That's just the opposite of what it used to be. But 91, now here they go on to say that 91% of open marriages, the same number, the very same number, 91% of open marriages end in divorce within 4 years. Within 4 years, they end in divorce. But now you have all of these things where you have these open marriages and they have what they call cuckolds now, where the idea for these, there's a name, I'm thinking several names, some of these terms are fairly, to me, even though they've been around a while, are fairly new, but here they're referring to a trend. It's called trending, and that's where women who are supposedly liberated women want to cuckold their husbands. In other words, these are men who are made to sit and watch their wives have sex with other men. This stuff is just lunacy. It's happening out there, lunacy, today. We were talking about here the number one graduation gift that women, single mothers, the single mothers are giving to their daughters are breast implants. Now, they only do that for a reason, folks, and that's to attract men. And now here, I was just watching on this, not divorce court, it's the other one where they were having cases. And I look into this because you have these fellows who are supposed to be marriage counselors. And they're bragging about how much success they have in keeping marriages together. But I got to say, some of their techniques I would not try. One of them is the technique to use to keep a marriage together is not to talk about infidelity. If they're doing it, it's all right, just don't talk about it. I don't think that'll help keeping a marriage together. If you continue to commit the sin, and just by ignoring the fact that you're committing the sin, you're committing adultery and not talking about it, that's going to help. And so, here now, I want to go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read verses 1 through 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together unto him. That's the rapture of the church. That's the rapture of the church. That you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He's saying, look, you got these false teachers, these false preachers out there, and they're sending letters. And they're telling the people that the rapture of the church has already taken place. That it's happened and you've been left behind. And Paul's saying, don't believe this. These are false teachers. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, we are in the midst of the great apostasy, the great falling away. It's taking place right now. It's been ongoing on a major scale since about the 60s. But today, the apostasy is worse than ever. It's worse than ever today. He goes on to say, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, there are a lot of us who have our own opinions, and these opinions are educated because of people that are biblically literate, and I'm talking about Bible scholars, who we recognize who are potential antichrists. For myself, if you add up all of the evidences in the Bible, all the characteristics, all the attributes that's spoken of, now I'm not saying that he is the antichrist, but I'm saying that Obama, in my mind, has more of the attributes of anybody as far as the Antichrist goes. And then he goes on to say, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in a temple of God, showing help. So that'll happen during the tribulation period. Now, with that, I want to go to, well, it looks like I'm out of time for tonight. I wanted to finish in Genesis, because one of the things that's happening in Genesis, you have one of the things that took place there when the sons of God took the daughters of men, the DNA was changed. The DNA was changed. And when it says, as in those days of Noah, and that's exactly what has happened today due to those kill shots that they call vaccines, that has caused the DNA of many, many, many people to be changed. And actually, some of the pharmaceutical companies are now saying that since they have changed the DNA, that that these people that have received the kill shot literally are not human anymore. They've changed their DNA, and that they hold the patent on that, and that these people actually belong to them. This is some of what is being said out there, the delusionary mindset, folks. Well, we're out of time for tonight. So I want to just tell you all out there that the signs are all around you. They're all around you of the soon return of the Lord. For those of us that understand this, the Lord could come back any day. One of the things that the Bible clearly teaches is the gospel will be preached in all the earth when that happens. And right now, that's happening. We're virtually seeing it finally, the gospel being preached in every nation. So we're right there on the doorstep. In my opinion, the return of the Lord is going to be very soon, and that the rapture of the church will take place. Now, that's my opinion. And again, like the Bible says, of that time and that day, whether it's the rapture or whether it's the Lord's return, the second coming after the tribulation, no man knows, only the angels, not even the angels in heaven, only the Father. He's the only one that knows. But I can tell you this, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, you're running out of time. You have no time to waste. I would do that. I would go to the Gospel of John chapter 3. That's the Gospel of John chapter 3, and I would read it and do it. I would go to Romans chapter 10 and read it and do it. You need to do that. It's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. To die in your sin, well, just don't get any worse than that. Really don't. You don't want that to happen. Well, we've come to the end of the program again tonight. I hope you all learned something from the radio program here tonight. I spent a lot of time putting this message together. And so I'm hoping that information that you picked up, you put to practical application, you grow in the faith out there. We are now out of time for tonight. And so as we do this every night at this time, we say to all you good folks out there, God bless you. God bless you. Then we say, good night. And then we say, always, 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 and I do mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.